This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Big Bear Mark.
This is Luke the Wonder Cub.
And this is a podcast for Brekkie Bears
on Joy 94.9.
So good.
And Mardi Gras is such a great time. I mean, it's, yes, I mean, there's the march and there's the party, but something is really amazing about Sydney during Mardi Gras time.
The glitter.
Yeah.
It's the glitter.
It is the glitter, but it's just, the vibe is so happy. It's so friendly and it's joyous as well.
Like,
it's really amazing being there. I know I've marched in Mardi Gras once myself.
Really?
With the Bears. So they had sort of rainbow t-shirts we were all wearing and we were all in lines doing sort of dances. And there was a couple of little choreographed moves we
you
did.
You danced?
Well, not very well.
what dance does a bear do?
Kind of like standing on the spot but kind of bouncing. It's kind of what a bear does.
White person dancing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, okay. Total white person dancing straight out of Frankston. that's where I was born. But yeah, no, it was really great. We had these two DJs from somewhere like in Europe, these European bear DJs that were playing. So we had all the music going. So everyone that was around us was dancing and partying with these big two bear DJs
We
marched down Oxford Street. And it was really amazing and one of my favourite Mardi Gras memories. It was just so much fun.
There would have been a lot of sweat and hair in your parade,
yeah,
I would say.
Yeah, definitely. We had to change a t-shirt at the other end,
yeah,
that's for sure. To
that's
at least,
nice.
Yeah, to kind of the party. Otherwise, it would have been kind of gross, which people are.
My happiest memory is being part of the Joy parade. So, like, you know, doing the interviews on the street. So I was one of the people who was kind of like corralling paraders to have a bit of an interview on Joy. And the best bit for me is because both of my parents are gay,
yes,
it was kind of the complete opposite. So it was straight parents of gay kids marching in support of their children. And that really got me. Like, I actually got really tearful on air because it was just one of those, yes, that's exactly what we need. Because I feel like I'm doing the opposite, being the, you know, the daughter of gay parents, that I'm kind of, that's one of my reasons for being on Joy.
Yeah.
So it was just like, oh, yeah, I totally get that. And it was really lovely. And yeah, I'm sure it's a thoroughly embarrassing interview because I'm kind of, I'm in tears. I'm so amazed by the whole thing.
I'm going to track that one down and have a listen to it, I think.
Yeah. Thanks, Luke.
And I'll tell you my favourite moment.
No one cares.
In a little while. Yes, it's a really good one, though.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
You're a really good one. Here on the Brekkie Bears on Joy.
Not too hot, not too cold. Serving breakfast radio that's just right. Mark and Luke are the Brekkie Bears. Joy 94.9.
You're with Goldilocks as well, SJ. Currently your weather lady.
Oh, no, the sexy weather lady.
So yeah,
sexy.
Thanks. All right, Mark, tell us your Mardi Gras story then.
Okay.
Go on.
If I have to. Oh, my God. Look, I'd lived in Sydney for quite a long time, and I've been to many, many Mardi Gras, but my best Mardi Gras moment is actually a sleazeball moment, but we'll count it. Because that's Mardi Gras as well.
Yes.
And I did the Bear Show one year. We did a show to Closer by Nine Inch Nails.
Right.
And that's not the best part. The best part was sleazeball was on my birthday.
Ah.
And we had a...
Is sleazeball a ball?
It's the same as Mardi Gras party.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
And that day we had a dress rehearsal. Now in the show, that day we had a dress rehearsal and the director of the show said, oh, I believe we've got a birthday boy today. And it was me, of course. So I got out on stage and the other two acts that were on the same show were Paul Mack and Chrissy Amphlett. And they sung me happy birthday.
Shut up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, snaps to me. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay, that was a good story.
That was
a good story.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
I was like, just, I cried.
You could have died happy.
I died,
there,
yeah.
Then.
It was like Chrissy Amphlett and Paul Mack doing happy birthday. Yeah,
okay, that's a good story.
That's a good story.
That was a good story.
Okay.
This has been a podcast for the Brekkie Bears on Joy 94.9.
If you like our podcast, why not rate us on iTunes and Stitcher? Woof grr.
Woof grr.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.